Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
It is our absolute pleasure to welcome in Mr. Randy Cross joining us on the UMA guest line, as all guests do. Randy, we appreciate the time. How you doing today, my man?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much.
We always appreciate you coming on. Before we talk about what we might see on Saturday in Green Bay, how cool was it to see what went down Sunday in Dallas?
Well, I mean, there's not many teams in the NFL that I would root against if they were playing Dallas. So I was obviously
You and me both, brother. You and me both.
pretty happy with the outcome. It got a little bit testier than I had planned on there at the end, but it was exciting. It was good to see, and being able to do that on the road, you know, it's a testament to how hard it is that they're the only road team that won this weekend. Mm-hmm.
What do you see this week? Let's fast forward to Sunday. I mean, it's another showdown. Aaron Rodgers against Jimmy Garoppolo at Lambeau Field. You know, the Niners lost to him earlier this year. They fell into a 17-0 hole and lost a close one, Randy. And now this is the rematch. What do you think of it?
Yeah, you know, I think the one thing you've got to consider when you look at this game is, you know, you've got very, very few really balanced teams in the league. And I think one of the advantages that San Francisco has is they're really balanced. I mean, their defense and their offense are right there. Mm-hmm. They're a little bit old school in that they like to run the ball. But I'll take that offense against, I think, what's Green Bay, like 22nd or 23rd in the league in defense. So it's time of possession, running the ball, all that other fun stuff. And, you know, you're going against Aaron Rodgers. You're not so much against that defense or anybody else. Aaron Rodgers is that good. I think the winner scores, you know, 31, 33, something like that. Mm-hmm. And the loser might be in the high 20s again. So it's going to be pretty close to what you saw, you know, 15 weeks ago.
How do you – I don't know, you can take away Devontae Adams. It's like saying, you know what, just take away, I don't know, just take away Michael Jordan, or just take away, that's to the extreme. But the great players, you can't just take them away. It's almost impossible to do so. Can you limit him in any way? Can you take other people away, knowing that he's going to get his catches, that they run their offense through him? I mean, you know what they want to do. Everyone's know what they want to do, Randy, and he still does it. How do you combat that from a defensive standpoint?
Well, you know, I think, you know, there's nobody in this league that can't be taken away if you're willing to kind of pay the price. And, you know, the price of doing business sometimes is you don't win the game. You take that one guy away, but the other guy'd kill you. Yeah, I think the best bet, especially when you look at this particular team, is you put Aaron Rodgers, you put that quarterback on his butt, and then it really, really doesn't matter. And I think you've got a pass rush that can get after him to an extent that you can take everything past 2.5 seconds off the table. And, you know, even a guy as fast as Devontae Adams, you don't get real far in 2.5 seconds. And that's a short route. So, you know, I think that's how you beat him. And you can reroute. You can do some various things. You can, you know, put a guy high, low, or wherever you want to do it. But, you know, I think the key is Aaron Rodgers. He can't be comfortable. He's got to get off his spot, and then you got to track his butt down really, really fast.
Big 5-1, Randy Cross, nice enough to join us here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show. He is on the UMA guest line. Do you subscribe to the theory or totally dismiss that it's hard to beat a team two times in the same season?
Not really. I think that's it's kind of a default that you can't do that. We see that in divisions all the time, especially in the NFL, where it does happen, where you do get them a couple of times. So, no, I'm not a real fan of that. I think it's got a lot more to do with the matchup itself than how many times you've seen them.
Alex Mack has looked really, really good. It's funny, you don't really think of all the other moves. You never really thought of getting Alex Mack as a major upgrade. But, man, he did not allow a single pressure in the game against Dallas. Fourth game in a row, Randy, that Mack did not allow a pressure. He gets Kenny Clark this week. I think that's one of the key matchups. How do you see, going into Green Bay, freezing conditions, how do you see that matchup, the Niner offensive line? To me, they got Compton at right tackle, and he's played really well in the run game, and they're running it with a lot of confidence.
Yeah. Well, sometimes when you get a warm weather team, it can be a factor. But, Mac played a good bit of his early career. He was in Cleveland. So he's pretty familiar with handling balls that are frozen and that type of thing. So it won't be that big of a deal. He's been a great acquisition. He played his tail off in Atlanta. So the fact that they were able to get him out of there when they signed him, I thought was a hell of a move. And he's paid off. He's paid off big time the way that he's played.
What's the coldest game you've ever played in, and how does it affect players from a physical standpoint, from a mental standpoint?
I've always taken cold weather games because I never wore thermals or any of that stuff. I always figured, the game was in 4 hours, I'd be gone. So they had to stay there. I got to go home.
Back to California specifically. Yes.
Yeah. I never let that really bother me very much. It can be. And the coldest, NFC Championship game, January of 89, I think it was about 20
Chicago.
Below. Yeah. Oof. And we had a couple of 20 belows or so in Minneapolis earlier in my career. I think 76 and 77, we played the Vikings at Minnesota in the old outdoor stadium at the Met.
At the Met, yeah.
And, that freaked me out personally. Because they used to have these bunks. They used to have these, propane tanks that had all these nozzles on them, and they'd go back and forth on the field with these flames thawing the field out.
Oh, I've seen video of that. Wow. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, basically flamethrowers to melt the field or melt the ice on the field.
In front of it, it was white, and right after they'd go, it'd be like dark green, and then 5 yards behind it, it'd be turning back to white again. And I'm sitting there and I'm going, I'm just a dummy from California, but that's stupid. What are you trying to make ice?
Well, especially in the 70s with the players' propensity to smoke some cigs occasionally. You never know. I wouldn't want propane on the sideline, Randy.
Hey, well, you always had to. Back then, Minnesota, they weren't allowed sideline heaters. Bud Grant wouldn't allow that.
Really?
So you see, Ahmad Rashad and Sammy Smith and all those guys. They'd be behind our bench getting beat off our bench because they were both on the same sideline.
You turn around, there's Alan Page. Like, hey man, you're not supposed to be here. I'm just saying. It's different colors and everything. This is not supposed to be that way. Randy Cross joining us on the Tolbert Kruger and Brooks Show. What's your read on Jimmy Garoppolo and specifically what we saw from him Sunday in Dallas? First half, it was great. So was that run game. Second half, when the run game wasn't as robust, Jimmy had some questionable throws.
Yeah, I think he had one that got away from him, one that sailed, and he probably got one or two others that also sailed on him. He got away with that weren't contested by Dallas. It's part of the deal. That's kind of how that passing game is built. It's built. You look at that short to intermediate to long. You're doing a lot of intermediate touch passes.
Yeah,
especially when you're on the move. That's the hardest throw that for a quarterback to make. So, yeah, Jimmy G played well, and I think the important thing is he's one of the reasons they won.
Sure.
And not one of the reasons they lost, because halfway through that fourth quarter, it looked like there was going to be a parade of people that you'd say that was the reason they lost.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Yeah, we're talking to Randy Cross from the UMA guest line. Randy, I'm loving the Joe Montana documentary on Peacock, and I don't know if you've caught it, but it's just it's incredible stuff. And you know, one of the things that really hit me was that how Walsh, and you predated Walsh for those younger Niner fans who don't realize that Randy was there before Walsh showed up. But Walsh really did bring Joe along slowly and let DeBerg take a lot of those hits early on. And it's funny, I just think one of the keys to the Niners season is the way they've handled the quarterback thing. They've got their guy of the future. They've got their guy of the present. The locker room's not divided. That's a high wire act, and Shanahan has done it. What did you think of have you seen the documentary, and what do you think of the handling of Trey Lance compared to, you know, how Walsh did it way back when?
Well, my favorite flashback from the Joe documentary was the days back at the Canyon Inn with Tim Harrison and the guys in the hills there of Redwood City.
Right.
Our post practice meetings we'd have there with beer and free hamburgers. But can't be free. Free is always
no, sir.
Better.
No.
But yeah, I think it's gonna be, you'll look back on it, it'll be one of the highlights of the season. And the credit has to go to Kyle and John and the way that whole organization they haven't courted controversy. They haven't gone after it. Even when Jimmy's been hurt and when Trey's had to play, they've really downplayed it. And let's be honest. I mean, we talked quite a few times this season. I thought he'd have a little package throughout the year that would be built for him, and you'd see him playing on a pretty regular basis, and that hasn't been true. And I think it's because of how the team's built. I mean, they're built to run the ball 35 to 40 times a game and throw the ball 23 to 27 times a game. That's how they're built. And there's just not that many passes to go around if you're trying to bring a quarterback around. And, you know, if you're playing full time, you need all those reps if you're a quarterback.
We talked earlier in the season, Randy, like who the 49ers could least afford to lose. And Trent Williams, Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, were all thrown out there. We didn't mention Deebo Samuel. I can make a case that he's their most indispensable player right now with the versatility that he brings to that offense. When you think of Deebo Samuel, would you say he is their most indispensable player?
Yeah, I mean, if he's kind of the monster to Shanahan's Frankenstein, because he enables Kyle to do so many different things, and it's not always when he's lined up at running back, because you know he can run the ball, you know he's pretty powerful and he's sturdy, but when they start moving him around, just watch the defense. They don't freak out, but they're pretty close to it. When he lines up in the backfield and all of a sudden he motions out to the slot, they declare exactly what they're doing. And that makes life a little bit easier on Jimmy G and everybody else in that offense. I mean, it's one of the reasons Jennings has played so well as Deebo has become a bigger part of what Kyle wants to do scheme-wise. It's been a natural progression that somebody behind all that action and all that motion – all that crossing and everything else that happens, that somebody's got to take advantage of that. And Deebo has been the sort of the key factor that, like you said, that beginning of the year, we were all going, well, he's just a running back. He's just a wide receiver. Yeah, we were wrong about that. He's a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
He is a football player. That's exactly what he is. And great point about Juwan Jennings, not necessarily filling that void, but there was an opportunity for someone to step up with Deebo getting all that attention, and Jennings has definitely done that. George Kittle, after the game on Sunday, hipped us on, all of us, onto something that we didn't know about, where he mentioned that when he first got to the Niners, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, they made it a point to have the new guys understand the history of the 49ers. And not just 49ers Cowboys, but the 49ers and how great this organization was when it came to playing football. And Kyle Shanahan even said that, you know, he tried to get guys to, you know, showed him some tape of Cowboy Niner games from the past. And, you know, while they might not have really absorbed it, you know, he felt it was important for those guys to at least get a little bit of the understanding of the history. As somebody who is, you know, one of the shoulders, one of the giant shoulders that Kittle referenced that he's standing on, being a current member of the Niners, that must make you feel good to know that this new regime of the Niners, who didn't have anything to do with you guys winning, they made it a point to bring that forward so these guys now could understand and keep that into the future.
Well, you're absolutely right, because, you know, that's highly unusual. And that, as my time in the NFL and doing games, I mean, I did it for 20 years, and probably my last decade of doing it, it became more and more stark how little the players that played knew about the past. Just the past of football, period, much less their franchises. And understanding the history and understanding, you know, your franchise's place in the NFL in general, it's really important. Whether it's good or bad, it's important to know that. And it's important to know, especially if you're, you know, a member, lucky enough to be a member of a storied group, you know, like San Francisco. That's just smart. And it's just one of the many things that I think those two have done over the course of, you know, their years together that makes sense. And they've had some years, you know, they had a Super Bowl year. They've had some years where things didn't go great. And, you know, hell, they drafted as high as they did for a reason. But, you know, I think understanding that, especially at this point of the year, pays off in spades.
That's a good way to end it. Randy, we appreciate the time. We appreciate the insight, sir. Hope everything is well with you and the family. And if it is, great. We really hope it stays that way. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'm standing here overlooking the 18th green at Pebble Beach. Life is good.
Woo! Wow. I want to be you when I grow up, sir.
Look at you.
Me too.
Awesome. Randy, by the way, keep up with the Instagram grilling pictures, man. Nobody grills like a Randy Cross family grill. I mean, my goodness. The way you smoke stuff and all the pictures. I mean, you know, you give me cooking ideas every weekend.
Oh, you got it. You got it. I love to do it. It's my hobby.
Oh, man. You're the man. We appreciate you, Randy.
Thanks Randy.
Again. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, guys. Very appreciate much.
You, Randy.
Definitely follow Randy. Right?
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.